Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Our last president wanted to eliminate it every couple of days. Our current president talks about it on Twitter all the time.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema says they're both wrong. The moderate argues the legislative tactic avoids all-or-nothing political battles, which result in no action.
The importance of the 60-vote threshold is to ensure that no one gets everything they want, that you compromise, that you find that middle ground. And by doing so, you're much more likely to pass legislation that stands the test of time, that will not be reversed when the next party gains power.
Sinema spoke at Republican Senator Mitch McConnell's Academic Center.
She is today what we have too few of in the Democratic Party, a genuine moderate and a deal maker.
Democrats criticize Sinema for aligning with Republicans. Sinema, along with Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, have blocked several key Democratic policy bills, proving to be the most influential members of the 50-50 divided chamber. The Congressional Budget Office is putting a $400 billion price tag on the Biden administration's federal student loan forgiveness plan. It would forgive $10,000 for borrowers earning up to $125,000 and $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Conservative groups call it a handout and are considering legal action, but Democratic Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley argues it will change and save lives.
I get emotional thinking about the profound impact this will have for our families, especially families that have been systematically denied the opportunity to own or build generational wealth.
An estimated 43 million borrowers share about $1.6 trillion in student debt. Michigan Congressman Andy Levin's staff became the first to vote to form a union under a new House rule. Workers in the offices of California Democrat Ro Khanna and Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar also have votes scheduled this week. Days after threatening to escalate the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin granted former NSA contractor Edward Snowden citizenship in his country, where he's been living in exile. Snowden is accused of espionage for leaking intelligence information to the media. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States position hasn't changed, and Snowden should return to the U.S. to face justice.
Perhaps the only thing that has changed is that as a result of his Russian citizenship, apparently now he may well be conscripted to fight in Russia's war in Ukraine.
Snowden faces up to 30 years in prison in the U.S. Florida is bracing for Hurricane Ian's landfall, which could hit Tampa by mid-Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis activated thousands of National Guard members.
We've issued waivers of weight restrictions for commercial trucks to ensure we have ample fuel and resources coming into Florida. Make sure you're prepared. There's no need to panic buy.
Along with winds of 100 miles per hour or more, Florida's west coast could see life-threatening storm surges. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.